Good morning. I'm Leslie Ann.
And I'm Big Chuck. Leslie Ann, I think you mentioned this a while back. Have you been to the National Museum of Play at the Strong Museum in Rochester?
Yes, and it was one of our family favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
It's more for younger kids.
Yeah.
But it was a great time. Very interactive.
And in there, they have the Toy Hall of Fame.
See, that part I don't think I knew.
The Toy Hall of Fame is in that museum in Rochester. And every year they have nominees that come up and people vote on them. We've talked about this over the years, you know.
Right.
And it started in 1998. And I just wanted to mention some of these things, all right? Because I think it's
tell
great.
Us.
And I'm surprised you didn't see it. Now, maybe
well,
you
know what? I think
98.
I did see it. I just didn't know I was seeing it.
It is the National Toy Hall of Fame, all right? And so it started in 1998, and wouldn't it be fun to be on the committee to pick the initial class? These are the classics.
Uh-huh.
So here are the first 20 toys. Now they do 2 and 3. But
gotcha.
The first 20 toys in 1998 to be inducted, I'm going to say the toy, and you just give me the first thing that comes off your head.
Okay.
All right? These are the initial inductees in the National Toy Hall of Fame 1998, the Barbie doll.
I had Barbies for sure.
Crayons.
Oh, who doesn't have crayons?
The Erector set.
That I did not have.
That was more my
era. I was a Lego kid.
Legos are on here.
I'm sure they
Erector
are.
Set was my age. I had them made. Oh, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, absolutely. Great in the car.
Yeah. I never could make the round turn.
I know, me either.
I couldn't do that.
It was always accidental.
I know. Always accidental. Just when I got something, Trish, look what I got. I did this. I drop it. And then, let's see. The Frisbee.
Oh, loved Frisbee.
Who didn't, right? The Hula Hoop. Now, that was before you.
It wasn't really, it wasn't popular when I was a kid.
It was
and
huge.
I've tried it many times over the years when somebody always had a hula hoop. I stunk at it.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep the darn thing up.
Boy,
as an adult, I got really good at it.
Yeah, I was a whiz at it for some reason. I had the hips for a hula hoop, as you can tell. Lincoln Logs. You had them.
I love Lincoln Logs. Lincoln Logs have been around for a long time.
Yeah, you did love them.
Oh, yeah. You know what I used? I used my Fisher-Price people in the Lincoln Log houses that I would build.
Well, isn't that funny? Because the next item is the Fisher-Price little people.
Yeah. I had a ton of those sets. I got so much mileage out of those, and I passed them on to my kids when they got, and they loved them.
All right.
Timeless.
Next item is marbles. I'm going in alphabetical order. Marbles.
That's an oldie.
That's even before me.
Yeah, that's off my radar.
I had marbles, but I never knew
how to play.
Yeah, I didn't even know that there was a marbles game
that
you play against the front step or something. I never knew that. The game of Monopoly.
Oh, they played that for days each time.
Play-Doh.
Oh, love Play-Doh. And we used to have the sets where they would make all kinds of different things with the Play-Doh where you shove it through this little machine and it cranks out
and it
food
smelled
items.
Good too.
It smells so weird.
The Radio Flyer Red Wagon.
Didn't have one of those.
Yeah.
But that's a classic.
That's a classic.
I had one for our kids.
Yeah. There's only four more. Roller skates. We've talked about that.
Yeah, I had roller skates.
The Teddy Bear.
You know what?
You're more of a Lincoln Log girl than a teddy bear.
I had a Raggedy Ann and Andy.
They came later. They came four
they
years
did.
Later.
I didn't have a teddy. Maybe I did along the way.
Next is Tinker Toys.
I had Tinker Toys.
Next one was one of my all-time favorite toys in the baby boom era, the Viewmaster.
Ugh, the Viewmaster. I had a Viewmaster. And we had several different. You could get the kinds where on vacation.
Yeah.
Where,
click, click.
Yep. You'd see click, the click. Beautiful scenery on that
I had
site.
One,
and then they
had
the cartoon ones.
I had one that had the national parks in it.
Yes.
I'd love to have that.
I think
back.
I had that too. And I had
beautiful.
Quick Draw McGraw.
Beautiful. And last but not least was the yo-yo.
Yes, absolutely had a yo-yo.
Here's what happened with the Toy Hall of Fame. Those are the classics in there. And then since 1998, they always come up with new toys. But they might be running out of steam because they're starting to get a little generic. And all the classic toys are in. For example, in 2011, the inductee was a blanket.
What? That's
well,
not a toy.
And they explained that the blankets could be used to make a ghost, make a tent, make a parachute.
Yeah, tent.
Make, you
okay,
know, so,
I'll go with that. That's true.
In 2005, again, they're getting away from the classics.
Right.
2005, the inductee was the cardboard box.
Yeah. Yeah. As a if you have a toddler, don't ever get anything more than a cardboard box, because they always play with the box that the toy comes in.
And just a couple of the more recent ones. Here's the last 2 years. All right. In 2015, the inductees were the puppet, the game of Twister.
Oh, Twister. You got to love Twister.
And the Super Soaker water gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super Soaker. That's a classic.
Again, though, I think they're starting to
run out. They're not inventing so many new toys. They're just bringing back the classics now.
Yeah. Here's last year's inductees. Dungeons and Dragons game.
Who cares?
Little People.
Little People. Is that Fisher Price people?
I don't know. It just said Little People. And the last thing was the swing.
Yeah.
So again,
see, I don't. Well, the swing to me is a recreational activity that you have in your bed. I don't consider it a toy.
I know, but see,
I guess
this is where they're getting away from the classics. Yeah. Like in 2012, it was the stick.
The stick.
And this is their validation of their choice. This is what they wrote. The National Toy Hall of Fame curators praise the stick for its all-purpose, no cost.
That's true.
Recreational qualities, noting its ability to serve either as raw material or as an appendage formed in a myriad of ways by a child's creativity.
Yeah, you know
the
what?
The stick.
Chuck, please admit this. I'm going to admit it. I have to agree. The stick, I can't even tell you how many countless times as a kid, especially living out in the country, I used sticks to create either buildings in the woods, you know.
Yep, I agree.
Forts, tree forts.
So I would just say,
countless uses.
I agree with you totally. And in closing, I would just say that if I had to pick one, and they're now into more generic, for me, my stick was the dirt pile.
Ah,
there was a lot of construction at our house. The building, the school was going up next door.
Yeah.
I always had Big Chuck's, or actually it was Little Chuck's then, dirt pile out in the backyard.
And right next to that, the sandbox.
Sandbox, I think, is probably in there. But a dirt pile was my go-to toy when I was about 7 or 8. I had my little green army men, and I waged war on it. I made lakes with water.
Matchbox cars. Roy,
put the matchbox cars going on. So anyway, there's a look at some of the toys in Rochester. You can find them at the National Toy Museum, at the Strong Museum, and the National Museum of Play. All right, Leslie, let's go back and play.
Okay.